Well, I want to commend all of you who've hung in there through this whole series. I know that sometimes when you get to some of these gifts, and especially if you don't feel like that's you, it gets a little tedious going through some of this. I want to remind you again, if you weren't here the first couple of sessions, that I would really encourage you to get the tape, because that's when we did the Bible study. We studied Romans chapter 12 and 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and looked at some of the reasons for the basis for this study of spiritual gifts. If you remember, I guess it was the second night, we explained that many people believe, even though there are many ways to study spiritual gifts profitably and other ways, other ways of looking at it, many people believe, and I tend to agree, that there are three categories of spiritual gifts mentioned in the Scripture. One of them would be the motivational gifts. That's what we've been studying all this time. Another would be the ministry gifts, and another would be the manifestation gifts. And I want to underline and emphasize the motivational gift that you were given when you were saved is what drives you to behave the way you do as a Christian. And God put that gift within you because He wants you to add something to the body of Christ that others can't add, and to let others who don't have that gift that you have learn from you and experience your working with that gift so that the body of Christ will be complete. And we learned that one of the things that happens as a church begins to understand spiritual gifts is the church begins to not only serve in a more satisfying and joyful way because everybody's doing what God meant for them to do, but it brings a kind of a peace to a church because people quit getting irritated at each other so badly because they'll say, you know, I know now why they're acting like that. It used to irritate me, and now I realize they just got a different gift than I do, and it's okay. That's the way God intended for them to be, and we learn to accept each other more in the body of Christ. And I think it's a valuable byproduct of studying spiritual gifts. So Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1, but concerning spiritual gifts, now, my brothers, I would not have you ignorant. I don't want you to stay ignorant. I want you to learn. I want you to understand. And that's what we've been doing. So the first two nights, we did the Bible study. And you can think of this as an extended message where the nights after that have been the application of those first two nights. We've looked at six of the spiritual gifts at this point. Tonight, we're looking at the last one. And then we'll do a little bit of a summary and we'll be finished with this study for now. I hope that you will continue to study it. How many of you at this point in time, you think you probably know what your gift is at this point? Quite a few of you. How many of you feel like you've probably got it narrowed down to maybe a couple of them, but you're not sure between those two? Anybody? Several of you in that category. And some of you don't have a clue. But you might want to listen to the tapes. You might want to listen to them more than once, just when you can think about it and mull it over and ask God to help you see and understand yourself better as you study spiritual gifts. And just take the time that's necessary, but don't give up. If you feel kind of in a fog after this may be your first introduction to this and you just don't get it all the first time around, be patient with yourself. But at the same time, make sure you follow the command or the injunction there in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Don't stay ignorant. Make sure you're going to learn and grow and understand spiritual gifts as well as you can so that you can be as useful as you can to the Lord and to the body of Christ.